There's been quite a range of reactions to the Gailani verdict. Some say it wasn't tough enough. Others say it shows the fairness of the American judicial system. John Radson served as assistant general counsel for the CIA from 2002 to 2004. John, you were also a federal prosecutor for half a dozen years. What is your reaction to the verdict?
Marco, I am more disappointed than pleased in the verdict, but I've noticed that both sides are claiming victory. The prosecutors did convict Gailani on one count, but from the defense perspective, they were able to get him acquitted on the more serious charges, the conspiracy to kill Americans, the conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction.
And generally speaking, in your opinion, do you think the Gailani trial showed that a federal civilian trial as opposed to a military tribunal is the way to deal with the Guantanamo detainees?
It's not going to settle the debate for anybody. The debate will continue in talking about the Khaled Sheikh Mohammed case. People will use this to say, see, the criminal justice system works. Others will use it to say that we should be trying high-level terrorists, and they would include Gailani in that outside the criminal justice system. My view is that this is going to be another piece in the puzzle, but the debate will continue.
Is it clear, is it definite yet, that the trial of Khaled Sheikh Mohammed will take place in a federal civilian court, or will it happen in a military tribunal, or is that, do we know?
We don't know what's going to happen to Khaled Sheikh Mohammed. The Obama administration may continue with its original designation and put him in a civilian court. They may revert to a military commission, which they've suggested for other high-level detainees, or there is a third option, which is to just let him sit. And some people have suggested this is the best one, that we treat him as an enemy combatant, we hold him for the duration of the conflict, which will be long, and we avoid deciding what is the appropriate venue for a trial, civilian court or a military commission.
Once trials of enemy combatants from Guantanamo start, can the White House use its discretion to say one defendant will be tried in civilian court, another in a military tribunal, kind of selective trial formats, or do they have to declare that they're going one way or the other?
The Obama administration has the discretion to select and put some people in the military commission, some in a civilian trial. But for political purposes, I think they want to convince the American public and our allies that there is some principle in these decisions. And we're waiting to find out what the rationale is going to be. My rationale has been that the top 20 or so al-Qaeda members cannot be tried in civilian court. But I think the criminal justice system works for these other cases of people that are below the top 20 or 30 people in al-Qaeda.
And why shouldn't they be tried in civilian court, in your opinion?
There are several problems with trying these high-level cases in civilian court. So one is the difficulty of open trials in protecting intelligence sources and methods. We're talking about protecting relationships we have with other intelligence services, and we're talking about technical means that we don't want revealed to defense lawyers at an open trial. We also have the soapbox that we're giving these defendants, concerns about physical security, and concerns that these tough cases will make bad law, and the bad law will apply to other kinds of cases, whether it's bank robbery, drug cases, that we're going to create kind of a contamination of the criminal justice system. So the view is, let's segregate maybe 20 of these cases in an alternative system.
So, John Radson, now that these trials of Guantanamo detainees are underway, how is this going to impact the president's plans to close Guantanamo?
It will complicate the president's plans, but both sides in this debate, they concede that we're going to have somewhere around 30 or 40 people from Guantanamo where we don't have enough evidence to bring them to trial at a military commission or in a civilian court. We can't find countries to take them, but we recognize these people are too dangerous to release in the United States. And what we're going to do is, for that group, have some form of long-term detention. And whether that takes place in Guantanamo or Illinois, that's the political reality. And if we're going to have 30 or 40, then I think there is an argument of why bring any of these people to trial. Let's just hold the group of 150 in this category, and it has the advantage of clarity and principle. Now, this may not please our allies. It may not please some parts of the American public, but this is going to be a messy situation sorting out what to do with Guantanamo. That's for sure.
John Radson served as CIA Assistant General Counsel under President George W. Bush. He now teaches at the William Mitchell College of Law in St. Paul, Minnesota. John, good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
That's my pleasure. Thank you, Marco.